Students have been penalised by the inadequacy of government action and the lack of planning and decisiveness from many third-level institutions. Be it on-site for lectures, find a room to rent, move only to find out that no, your lectures are going to be now remote. For many more rural areas, this has been a positive thing, as long as there is an adequate broadband connection. With regard to students living at home and studying close by or moving away and renting, it all comes down to choice and access. According to the statistics available on the Higher Education Authority's website, students in the 2018-19 term from Donegal were most likely to attend UCD, DCU or TCD, and only 2.6% are recorded as attending LYIT. However, when you compare that to those ranked as being in disadvantaged areas, according to the Deprivation Index, that rises to 6.9% of students attending LYIT and 20.7% attending NUIG in Galway. So in 2018, just 1,450 students graduated from LYIT. The bill before us today relates to rental obligations, notice periods, and will provide for certain landlords to refund payments, if necessary, relating to COVID-19. It is more than 1 year since COVID hit, and we introduced a range of protections for residents around the country. But none of this applies to students. Many students have licence agreements and in-house shares or rent-a-room options that therefore do not receive the full suite of tenancy protections, or any in some cases. This is why I co-signed this bill. Students have endured serious upheaval and confusion owing to inaction and indecision by government and institutions alike. They should not be out of pocket for it too, and it shouldn't be all to benefit the private sector.